We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, the weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your networking community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Burnell Hooker. Burnell was born and raised in Milwaukee. She is the president of the Midwest Women's Sports Group, a catalyst for innovative and creative women's sports and entertainment, focusing on creating a product that provides memorable experiences, entertainment, and an amazing atmosphere for fans of all walks. Midwest Women's Sports Group produces events catered to women and girls to establish repairable programs that maximizes earning potential for both long and short-term goals through professional sports leagues. Burnell, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Lori. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm glad you're here. You've got a great story to share, and I know that you know tons of people, so I'm sure our listeners are going to be very excited to hear what you
have. I don't know if I know a ton. Well, yeah, I guess I do. As old as I am, I should know a lot of people, right?
Right. Why don't you just share a little bit about your background and how you got started into what it is that you're doing today?
Wow, my father got me started. He dared me to make something happen out of me complaining about girls not being trained properly. I was a collegiate coach for 25 years, so when I went out recruiting, a lot of these young girls didn't have the skill level to play college basketball. So that kind of bothered me a little bit, and I told him about that. He said, well, make something happen. What do you think you should do? Well, I started IOU Sports. And through that, we did, you know, clinics, skill development, and all sports, not just basketball, even though basketball was my first love. Uh-huh. But it was all sports that we worked with the youth and all girls. We're a girls-serving organization. So through that, 16 years of IOU Sports in October.
Wow.
We're still around and going, and we are growing into different areas. After 16 years, it was time to make some changes. So instead of doing more youth programming, we're doing more community engagement, working with more women-owned businesses, doing more entertainment piece for the community, for girls and women. And through all that, I end up owning a professional women's basketball team because there's no professional sports here in Wisconsin. And after, since the 1978 Milwaukee Does, I figured why not have a women's pro team here. So the Milwaukee Aces is the second women's professional basketball team here in Wisconsin. And we just finished our fourth season. Through my company, Midwest Women's Sports Group, we're just trying to grow the face of what women's sports look like in Wisconsin.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations on
that. Thank you.
Thank you.
There is a women's sports industry. I try to tell people this, you know.
Well, let's talk about that. What is the women's sports industry?
It is just what you have your sports industry. That's everything, right? From your men's hockey, basketball, we know that. Mm-hmm. But there is a women's side, and we're not focusing on that. And we lose a lot of young ladies in this industry because of that.
Yep.
So what I've done and created is the opportunity for women business owners, as well as former athletes and athletes who are still, you know, active, who have their own businesses. Mm-hmm. And to come together, let's work together and make this industry bigger than what it really is.
Yep.
And instead of us doing all these little small pockets of things, we all need to work together to grow. Mm-hmm. And there's so many businesses out there, from fitness, from clothing, from, my God, marketing, you name it, mm-hmm. You know.
Yep.
It's just like the man's side.
Yep.
Well, really the sports industry itself. But the concentration is women. And because women's sports is not that old, I'm trying to lead the way my former predecessors did is hoping that the ones behind me would grow.
Yep.
And realize that, you know, I do have something special here. There are Olympian athletes, there are pro athletes, and they all starting their businesses or they want to get involved in the sports industry, as well as women who are getting their degrees. They end up working in a different field because they can't find a job in their field.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard to get into the NFL and the NBA, you know?
Yes.
So why not use that talent and grow the women's sports industry to where it should be?
Yeah.
And sports is a lucrative business. Why not have that same piece on the women's side?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I said a lot of mouthful, didn't I? But
no,
that's
great.
My passion.
This is really
my passion,
well,
you know?
Yeah, and I can hear that, right?
Yeah,
and I think our listeners can, too. And I love what you said about the sports industry and women that want to work in that. So you may not know that I teach. I'm an adjunct professor at UWM,
and I teach
B2B sales and marketing and principles in marketing. And one of the first things I do when I open up the classroom is, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself, what you hope to do. And I hear a lot about individuals wanting to get into sports marketing and women, of course, are interested in that as well.
But don't know how to get.
They don't know how to do it.
Nope.
So what advice can you share with these women?
You know, I know the focus is the big league. OK. Start yourself off in on the women's side and help out that way. You have your high schools, college, there are pro leagues here. We have the Milwaukee Momentum. We have Wisconsin Dragon. There's even women's hockey. I mean, there's so many different sports opportunities. Use that talent and help grow those organizations. Get some experience under your belt doing that. And if you find yourself that you want to leave that industry, and like any other position or any career, that's what you do. But to get started somewhere where it's needed.
Yep.
You know, so fresh talent, you know, you have fresh organizations and businesses out there looking for fresh. I know I am looking for the fresh talent and ideas, and get out there, get your feet wet and grow that industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fantastic advice. I mean, why not get the exposure from the grassroots level that really need
that and need it.
Prove your expertise and that you can get this done and help grow the industry as a whole.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
Really.
I mean, that's
good.
What you're going to end up doing you're not going to get in a high position in the NBA or NFL or anything like that. You're going to have the lowest position possible, which is normally what tickets.
Yep.
You know, but if you have a degree in marketing, if you have a degree in finance, if you have a degree as a sports reporter or journalist, that's how you get your foot in the door. Getting everything done that way is getting into the women's sports industry. That's where it's needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good advice. Hopefully some of our listeners take action on that.
I hope so, too. We're looking for interns. You know, we're looking to hire people as well. And, you know, it's those young, fresh minds that's out there. And that's what we need.
Absolutely. All right. So the show overall here is about networking,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And my goal is to kind of remove that fear that people have when they hear the word networking, right?
Yeah.
So can you share with our listeners your favorite story or experience that you've had networking?
Wow. I go to the Women's Final Four every year and at all these different events. And you know, you never know who you're going to run into, right? So I'm at this luncheon, the panel discussion. Like any women's event, there's always need help doing something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love to take pictures, so I become a photographer
at
some of these events. And I end up meeting Lisa Border, who is the president of the WNBA.
Uh-huh.
So I'm in an aha moment. I own a women's team. So what do you do? Do you go up there and just say, hey, look, I own this team. What kind of advice can you give me? Or do you start a conversation? You know, you introduce yourself and there's something that's we have in common. And we just start striking that conversation. And of course, I asked that question. Why isn't there a D-League for the WNBA,
mm-hmm.
right? Oh, we looked into it. There's something that we're not going to address right now. I said, okay, well, when you are ready to address, here's my card. You know, so it's you have to be in a comfortable spot. No one knows you, right?
Yep.
So just be yourself, you know, and that's what I try to tell you, my younger students that I deal with. I said, just be yourself.
Yep.
You know, and the key is the handshake, giving them your name and what you do, and striking that conversation. And once you do that, you break the ice. It's just be in a comfortable zone. Don't be nervous. And I know it's sometimes people say I'm nervous meeting other people, but if you know, a younger group goes out, they go out and they party.
Yep.
It's no different.
Yeah.
Really, it's no different, yep. Right?
And they might have a little liquid courage in them, but
right.
And I try to
tell people, you know, they put their shoes and socks on just like we do.
Absolutely.
And they may have some information that maybe a couple of words that strikes you to say, wow, that's my aha moment.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we all have our challenges and we all had our ways of moving up in our careers, and they're just like us,
mm-hmm.
You know.
They sure are.
Right. You know, they're a celebrity. Yeah, because they're in the eye of a lot of people, uh-huh. But you are too.
Yep.
You know, you have to look at yourself as a celebrity. So, yeah.
So you've done obviously a lot with your professional career. You've met a lot of people and built quite an extensive community, right? Mm-hmm. And that's really what it comes down to. What do you do to stay in front of or nurture that relationship?
Oh, wow. I try to go to events that's in a relation to what I do. There might be someone who just wrote a book and they have a book signing, or I just went to a birthday party the other day and wow, met a group of people I never thought I would run into. It was like a birthday party did this, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's you know, what kind of relationship do you have in a community for you that connect with other things that's going on out there?
Okay.
So you know, I get invited to a lot of things, but I had to be selective for where I go because, you know, everybody's time is valuable.
Yep.
But it had to have something that kind of matches up in what you do. Just don't go to any event, but with something that matches up with what you do.
Good. What advice would you offer the business professional who's looking to grow their network?
You gotta get out to the unknown. Don't always be the same person in the same box. Because everybody's it's like moving the checkers. Everybody's going to the same little spots. Go outside of your comfort zone. Meet other people from ethnic background, from religious background. Just meet different people, and I guess that's what I've come to do is just meeting people from different backgrounds, and just giving myself out there, because there's always a relationship with someone doing something. And with my field of sports, somebody has a daughter that's playing sport, or they have a granddaughter, so there's always some tie-in. Which how you start meeting other people, and then they invite you into different things, you
yep.
know, and that's how that works. You know, don't get yourself in that same box, move yourself in those same pieces, because everybody's doing the same thing.
Yep.
So step outside of that box, do other things different than what everybody else is doing, and create your own network of people.
Yeah. Which is probably going to be a richer network of people overall.
It really is. And cause I'm surprised. Like I said, I do a lot more things outside of Wisconsin than I do here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how my network grew
yep.
From outside of Milwaukee and knowing people is getting those invites. So I had to get out of my comfort zone
mm-hmm.
and get out there and meet different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun, isn't it?
This is not work. I enjoy every moment. I've gone to so many WNBA games, baseball games, track and field. You name it, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, so you're working, I'm networking.
Yep.
You know, and that's what it is, really. You're meeting different people, right?
It's not work.
I'm networking. So, you know, you got to make fun of it, and you got to make the best of it. You know, it's the first time of doing things like going to a baseball box. I've never really been to a baseball box.
Uh-huh.
And this is cool.
Yeah.
Same thing with basketball. I said, wow, I'd rather be in a crowd
yep.
than in the box.
Uh-huh.
But it's a great experience.
It is.
It's a great experience. And that's how you get to know people and try mm-hmm. different things and do different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Step outside your comfort zone. Absolutely.
Definitely.
So a lot of what you've been talking about is getting in front of people and attending events. But digital has obviously changed the game significantly.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Digital networking or traditional networking? Which one do you find more value in?
Traditional.
Okay.
I like to meet people. And I don't like to turn down free food and drink. You know, that's the utmost thing, you know. But socializing, being around people is the best. You know, we don't want to get so bogged down in emails and texts and social media that you kind of lose that face-to-face with people.
Yep, yep.
So you need that connection. That's how you connect with people, is meeting with them. So you're not going to connect with them on your Facebook or your tablet or anything like that. Mm-mm. So you got to be out there in front of people.
Yeah. No, I agree. There's a mix. There's a balance.
There is a balance. I mean, I love my social media.
Yeah.
You know, I love doing my memes and I love that, but
yes. Your Bitmojis are great. I love those.
Well, thank you so much. But I like to meet people. And I think my best social media that I really enjoy is LinkedIn.
Uh-huh.
I met so many people through LinkedIn. And when you get out in the community, like this birthday party I went to, I looked at this young lady and said, I know you. I know your face. And then, like, LinkedIn.
Uh-huh.
She said, yeah. I said, love it. So that's how that connection, that networking piece comes.
Yep.
So you're right. It goes hand in hand.
It does.
But to meet the person and, you know, meet them in person, it's just a different vibe.
It is.
Yeah.
It is a different vibe overall. Nice. Brunell, if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
If I was, you know what, I probably would have learned sports more than what I did back then so I can go overseas and play. If I knew I could have went overseas to play basketball, I would have done that. I would have done that, but I didn't know. You know, back in the, when I was 20, my gosh, this was back in 1980. So I didn't know. And that's part of the women's sports industry, especially with girls, we're not taught the business of sports. We're not taught there's a side of sport that gets you to, that gets you around the world. Now we see the Olympics, sure, you know, but we know that's an elite type of person. But when it came to that eliteness of sports, I wasn't taught that. I didn't know that. I didn't have that around me.
Uh-huh.
But now that I know, wow, I tell these young girls, sky's the limit. You can do whatever you want to do. You can go wherever you want to go. You know, this your job is your sport.
Uh-huh.
That means you have to train hard, to focus, and, you know, and there's so many different people out there to help you do that and to succeed. That you can go and do anything. I mean, I've met Olympians. I've met women on a pro level. And those are different type of people. And you learn from them.
Yep.
And I want to share what I've learned from them to that younger generation to know what they need to deal with.
Yeah.
I bring those athletes here to Milwaukee to talk to youth so they see and understand this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
On the women's end, you know, you got to have your degree. You know, I don't care what level of sport, you got to have a degree. And on the men's end, of course, they can come out of high school and play.
Uh-huh.
So it's different on the women's end.
Oh,
and
that's what
I mean. This is what I mean. Just the industry is different. And once you understand and learn the women's sports industry, the ins and outs, the rules, it's different. And working with women is different. The business type is somewhat different. And marketing is way different.
Oh, sure.
And we're not looking at it that way. We're putting everything in one box, and it needs to be separated.
Okay.
And it's okay.
Yep.
You know, when I need to travel, I tell people that it's okay to be, there's a women and there's a man's and there's both.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that's what business is. You know,
yep.
That's how you create those businesses, is creating your own opportunities.
Yeah.
And that's what I've done.
I think it's excellent that you are helping this newer generation to be aware of these opportunities.
Yeah. I mean, when I was younger, I really didn't have that until I started coaching and got more involved in NCAA. And you see these women behind, you know, the magnitude of the NCAA is like, wow, this is incredible. And the strength and the knowledge they have of sport. And then it's us who just, you know, read a rule book and just go along. But it's deeper than that. Uh-huh. And I want these young ladies to realize it's a business. And once you get yourself in that business, and don't look at the traditional business, just other opportunities that you can create.
Yep.
Through women's sport, through the women's sports industry, because it's not there.
Uh-huh.
And when you realize things that's needed, you know, that's a business that you can create.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean by we have to support each other and grow this industry.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Really good input here. So we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Mm-hmm. Now, who would be the one person that you'd love to connect with? And do you think you could do it within the sixth degree?
Wow. To be honest with you, there is one person I want to meet. And I know this sounds kind of strange. I want to meet Danica Patrick.
Okay.
And she's been
a female athlete, you know, right?
Definitely. I've been talking her up for the last couple of months. I'm saying, I'm going to get her here. And I plan on reaching out and asking if she can come and be in my networking event.
Uh-huh.
So I do a women's sports networking mixer every 2 months. And this one is coming up in October. And I'm going to invite her to see if she can come and talk, because she has a story, you know, and the transitioning from an athlete to business is what the women's sports industry is as well.
Yep.
So a lot of these athletes are done with their field, and now they're starting own businesses, and they're sitting there thinking, what the heck I'm going to do next, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you grow your business? How do you get back into that network? Because now the people who were behind you will change,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
So that's why I love what I do. And I would love to talk to her and talk about her transitioning from racing to she grows wine and makes wine now. And
oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
And she has athletic wear, fitness wear.
Sure.
So she's transitioning. And I would love to talk to her about that and how she can talk to other people.
She's got a great story to
share.
She
definitely has a great story.
So how are you going to start the journey in trying to connect with her?
Instagram.
There you go. See?
Yeah, we're on Instagram
digital,
together.
Right?
It's digital, right? It's digital. So I follow her, and she posts a lot, and I managed to say some things on her post, and I'm going to reach out to her on Instagram. I'm not going to do it on the email, I mean on her website. I said, nah, I'm going to do Instagram. And if it doesn't work, then I'll let us go to her email.
Well, when we publish this, I'll tag her on Twitter too.
There you go. Thank you. That might work. Hey, you never know,
right?
You never know. That's how you meet a lot of people is through social media. And my funders would say, you need to get your numbers up on your social media. I said, I like my quantity. I like the quality of the people that I have. I'm not looking at the numbers.
Correct.
And it's great. I said, you need to know who's following me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want just anybody.
Yep.
It's that you had to be very strategic in what you do when it comes to business. Networking is the same way. Be strategic in what you do.
Yep.
And connect with those like-minded people that's going to help you move forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So as a self-proclaimed lifelong learner, as we all are, right?
Yes.
I'm always curious what my guests are up to with regards to their learning adventures. So, Burnell, what book are you reading right now?
I'm reading a book by Deanna Singh. She's from Milwaukee.
Cool.
It's called Purposeful Hustle.
Okay.
So it's all about business, how you are out there. What are you doing out there to get your business off the ground? Basically, what it is a hustle, really, right?
Uh-huh.
And she discusses that in her book. So that's what I'm reading right now.
Nice.
And she's having a release party on Thursday. What's Thursday? The 21st?
Sure. I don't have that. I'm not good with dates.
It's
coming up soon.
Yeah, it's coming up soon.
Okay.
So no, I'm going to her release party for that.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah,
congrats to Deanna.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good book to read.
I'm looking forward to it.
Any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
You can't get anywhere if you don't open your mouth. And you have to get out your comfort zone and realize no one knows you. You know, you have your friends and you have the people you want to meet. So if they don't know you, they don't know that you're shy. They don't know that you're afraid to talk to people. So just get out there and just do it. And with that in mind, I found my own direction because I'm kind of shy, too. And I meet people. I don't want to be in an aha moment that I'm all excited because who I'm meeting. You know, I said, my God, that's so-and-so. I'm like, oh, my, I can't do that, right? Uh-huh. But in my head, I'm in la la land.
Oh yeah,
here, you know. But you got to find a way to step back and realize, you know, this is business, and I'm here to maybe get some information, and I'm hoping that they can help me some kind of way, and take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and get my cards. You always want to come out there with a business card, or mm-hmm. you have a business card to give to
sure.
them as well. But
yeah.
And stay connected. You know, you want to stay connected the best way you can.
Really good advice. I like all of that. I like how you just opened up with you can't get anywhere if you don't open your mouth.
Right.
I mean, you have to ask.
You gotta
ask.
It's
really what it comes down to, right?
Yes. I mean, this is what you want to do, and that's in any career. You got to start talking. You have to advocate for yourself. You have to market yourself.
Yep, absolutely.
That's the only way to do it. And if you can do it with your friends, you can do it with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brunel, if anyone wanted to get in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach you?
You know, I'm all over social media. But the best way to contact me is through my nonprofit, IOU Sports. That's info@IOUsports.org. If you want to contact me for the team, it's Midwest or MW Sports Group. @gmail.com.
All right. And we will include all of that information in our show notes. Thank you so much for being on the show today,
Thank
Brunel.
You, Laura. I really appreciate it. You know, I love talking to you anyway, but I appreciate it, Laura.
No, it was a good conversation. We always have a good conversation.
Yes, we do.
But this is really insightful information for our listeners as well. So
thank you.
This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Brunel Hooker for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.